This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. For our final listener challenge of the year, we decided to go with the seasonal flow. It's a wonderful short, we called it, and we invited you, anyone, everyone, to make a 30-second holiday film about any December holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's Eve. More than 200 of you rolled up your sleeves and stuffed as much holiday spirit as you could muster into 30 seconds. Some of you were nice. Many of you were naughty. There was quite a bit of Judy Garland and women pining for boyfriends and murders. And now Jenny Slate is back with us to reveal the winner and runners-up. Jenny Slate, welcome back to Studio 360.
Oh, thank you for having me back, and thank you for letting me be a part of this really fun contest.
Well, and thank you for spending your few minutes of freedom on the movie set you're on to do this with us.
It was a true delight, and you know, you're right. There were a surprising amount of murders and murder references in these delightful Christmas shorts.
Yes. All in, you know, mostly good-natured, but it was a trope. What were you expecting? How did you feel about what you looked at overall?
You know, I didn't know what to expect because 30 seconds really is, it is just such a snapshot of anything.
Yeah.
So the fact that, you know, over 200 people managed to make some concise and very entertaining and really beautiful shorts is a Christmas miracle in itself.
And before we get to your winner, are there any others that you thought deserved honorable mention?
There's one called, I think it's called New Year's Kiss, but it was sort of the one New Year's short. And
the one by Katie, yeah, in New York.
I thought it was hilarious, and it kind of made me a little sad.
It was beautifully shot. It was just a guy, basically, as everybody is kissing at midnight, is sitting there.
Yeah.
Not being kissed.
What I love is his, you know, his will to still somehow succeed, and he leans over really sweetly and just kisses the elbow next to him, and you don't see the woman's face, and then you just see her hand brush off the kiss.
No, it was a nice one. I agree. So the winner, which is called Holiday Talent Show, and it's by a young woman named June Tate in Madison, Wisconsin, who does not yet know she's the winner. So I'll let you describe it, since it's your chosen one.
It really is just a moment. It's three little animals doing a holiday talent show, and one of them is playing a woodwind. One of them is a little sort of like mouse type of creature in the middle, and then the third one is, I think, playing a flute. There's no talking in it. It's all music. And then at the end, there's a moment where the middle animal is just kind of alone dancing by herself. And I always relate to a little creature dancing by itself. So I was just delighted by it. I really was. It was a masterful piece of tiny little work.
Yes, indeed. We will now get June on the line.
Ooh.
And surprise her.
Hello?
Hi, is that June?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Kurt Anderson from Studio 360.
Hello.
Hi, there's another of my colleagues who worked on this project who wants to talk about it with you as well. Hold on one sec.
Okay, cool.
Hello, June. This is Jenny.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to tell you that I thought your short was the very best, and I picked it as the winner, and it made me really, really happy, and I think you're really talented.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
Oh,
You may.
Thank you so much.
So while June is composing herself, Jenny, tell her what you thought was so great about it.
Oh, sure. June, first of all, the animation style is really gorgeous, and the illustrations are so sweet, and there's so much thought put into the character design. I think what I really love is that the animals are trying their best to play the song, but they're not really in the right key, and I think the combination of their innocence but their diligence is what, you know, it comes out, and it comes out, like, kind of wrong, is like my favorite kind of comedy, that like there is essentially a mistake in there, but it doesn't matter because the energy is just so fresh. And I love that in 30 seconds you managed to create a real sense of progression, and the music was wonderful. I love how it picks up in the middle. Like, I found myself dancing to it. I brought it to work. I'm working on a movie right now, and I played it for everybody. We were all dancing when it picks up.
Oh,
and then, you know, nothing is better than a little animal dancing by herself at the end. Like, nothing's better than someone who's so carried away with the fun that they're having that they just keep having it once the fun is supposed to end.
That makes me so happy that you were dancing to it.
Are you an artist or are you an animator?
Yeah, I've done a few. I do a lot of, like, illustrations, and just started animating maybe, like, a year ago. My boyfriend, Zach, and I have made a couple animations together.
Uh-huh. So the credit to Zach Johnston on your Vimeo page where you posted this is your boyfriend, Zach Johnston.
He is.
I get it. So June, how long does it take you to do 30 seconds of animation like this?
It took like 2 days.
Wow.
I drew everything out in like a day probably, and like shows like the characters and their design, and then like Zach works pretty quickly, so we just like knocked it out in 2 days. Yeah.
Well, that's even more impressive. I would say this is a whole new, you know, pursue this part of your career, June.
And thank you. You brightened my holiday season.
Oh my God, that's the best thing ever. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Excellent.
Yay, you won.
Yay. Oh my God, that's so crazy.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Goodbye.
Well, that couldn't have worked out more nicely.
That just made me really happy.
Jenny Slate, you have been just incredibly generous with your time on this,
oh,
so thank you.
It was a real pleasure. I'm honored that you asked me to be a part of this, and I look forward to whatever else is in our future.
Excellent. Thanks. You can see June's winning film, plus all the other 200 submissions, many of which are just amazingly good, at studio360.org. If you'd like to soak up some unorthodox holiday spirit for longer than 30 seconds, head to our website. You'll find a science fiction radio drama that is suited to the season, starring a couple of great actors, and written by, me. It's a tale called Human Intelligence, and you can hear it all at studio360.org.